Welcome to Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I'm Matt.
I'm Dory.
Oh, Dory, how are you feeling right now?
Not great.
What's the matter?
I'm just
This sounds like an ad.
It does. This is not scripted.
You're just down.
Just down in the dumps, you know?
But it's 2021. Everything's better now.
Oh, you're right.
Duh. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Good news. Everything's better now.
I forgot. I'm supposed to be happy.
The year is the year of 2020 is over. 2021 is here. And we've got 360 some odd more days of it.
That's true.
I'm excited. Are you? No, you're not. We just said that.
Yeah.
What's happening?
You're
just really down today.
Just down.
Yeah, you're like running away all day. You're like, I gotta run, try to pedal away really fast. And then I'm like, you're on a stationary bike. You're not gonna go anywhere. And then you're like, I gotta pick up clothes or drop clothes off or something.
I sold a bunch of clothes in a purge group. But I'm sort of an interloper in this purge group because it's really for Northeast Los Angeles, which is not where we live.
Well, you're just purging, not buying.
Yeah, but like you're supposed to live in that neighborhood so that people can pick up from your porch.
Oh, that's why you've been dropping things off on our friend Julia's porch.
Yes, and then I finally felt like I can't leave all this stuff on. I felt bad about leaving too much stuff on Julia's porch. So I said for my latest purge that I would drop some stuff off or mail it. So I'm mailing like half of it, and then I dropped off like half of it this afternoon. I like plotted out a route. It would have been perfect if one person hadn't given me the wrong address. But that was actually ended up only being a minor blip.
Wow. I really had a plan and you executed it.
I did.
That was today. Dory did that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been since the regular audience, it's been 2 weeks since we talked to them.
I know. We have a lot to catch them up on.
I don't even know where to start. Well, where do we start?
Christmas?
I mean, that was so long ago.
I know. I barely remember it.
Well, you know, 2 weeks of just three of us here. We'll count Bo as the three and a half of us here.
Yeah.
Put in a lot of Henry time.
I feel like you've gotten more confident over the last two weeks.
I just hurt my nose trying to scratch it. I scratched it too hard, like this, like literally the outside of my nose.
Oh, no.
Ow!
Are you bleeding? Is a vampire going to come drink your blood?
I don't know. Maybe.
We've been watching What We Do in the Shadows. That's one thing we've been doing.
I mean, you tell things in order. Don't jump around sporadically.
Sorry.
I mean, we're already in reverse order because of today.
Right.
Ugh.
Ugh. Christmas.
Yes. So Henry and I go a lot of places in our car.
Henry drives.
Not, you know, we don't go to like public places in our car. Well, we do go like outside park type places. And the occasional grocery store will take him to.
Do you feel like you like get him more now than you did?
No.
Oh. It seems like you do.
What am I supposed to get?
I don't know. It just seems like you're more comfortable with like his routines and like
he's older. He's a person. As the baby turns into more of a person, it becomes a lot easier to deal with the person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Also, the fact that I was, you know, I don't know what took me so long to just figure out I could just throw him in the car and go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then the morning walks were good.
Yeah.
Because I got a phone holder for the stroller.
Yeah.
So I can, you know, watch like a Star Trek or something if I have to watch something. I don't need to be here to do it. I can be out on the open sidewalk. So, I mean, we went to Lake Balboa last week. We fed some ducks. We, slid down some slides. And it's good because, like, you know, he's not, His windows of awake time post-breakfast, it's 4 hours you got to kill.
Not even. I mean, by the time he's done with breakfast and you get him like all situated,
it's nine easily.
Yeah.
So then it's like, then you're like, and then anywhere it's going to, then get him situated, meaning get him in the car, it's 9:10.
Yes.
Then get, go anywhere.
Right. It's
30 minutes.
20, 30 minutes. So by the time you get
then it's 9:45.
Right.
And then you, what do? I don't know. We went last, yesterday we went grocery shopping. So I took him to Ralph's in Studio City.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was what, I mean, we were in the store for like a half hour.
Yeah.
And then got him back in the car, load the groceries in. All of a sudden it's 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, okay, well, let's go home. Because usually he'll just go, mama, like in the middle of what we're doing.
That's what he does to me when we're at the park. He'll say, Dida. And I'll say, do you want to go home and see Dida? And he'll say,
That's what he does. I actually, that's so he says the name. And then I say, do you want to go see them?
Yeah. And he does his little more signal.
And then that's how we know it's time to go.
Yeah. Sometimes he says, ka.
Because he wants the car.
He just wants to get in the car to go home.
Right.
If you've taken the car somewhere, if you've just taken the stroller, then he just says, Dida, Dida.
Yeah. I mean, he was, how long did I have him out at the park at Lake Balboa? He was, I mean, 2 hours, I think we were out.
Yeah, you guys were gone for a while.
You know, just trying to give Dory some breaks so she could get her book done.
Preach.
Slam that manuscript down on your publisher's desk.
I preach.
And say, this is the greatest book I've ever read in my life. It just needs an ending.
toast?
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, so that's that. Christmas was Christmassy. What did we do? We had Christmas. I don't remember. Oh, Christmas Eve was fun because we made cookies and I was FaceTiming Henry's grandparents, aka my parents. And
oh
then
my God, I forgot about
just
that.
All of a sudden he starts projectile vomiting. My mother's like, well, okay, we'll see ya.
It was because he hadn't eaten a ton all day. And then he had sugar. He had like a cookie's worth of frosting. Yeah. And he was like, this is the best thing I've ever eaten. And then he was
he was so excited about it. And then he just threw it up all over me and the floor and his what do they call those?
Learning tower.
Yeah. But then, like, you know, I got him cleaned up, got the floor cleaned up, and then he was, like, just happy and delighted again. And then, I believe, did we then walk over to the house with the lights after that?
I don't recall.
Or that might have been, I don't know. But anyway, he was fine. Then Christmas morning, he got his presents. I don't know if he really had any concept of what was happening.
No, I don't think he did.
He just woke up and there was more stuff for him.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the most traumatic thing of the 2 weeks was me taking down the Christmas tree while he was napping.
Yeah. I mean, you told him you were going
to
do it.
I explained it to him. Yep. Yeah. And told him to change the lights again and then we're going to turn the lights off. And then I was going to put it away.
But he definitely like looked for it a lot.
Yes. And then I got my guitar pedals out of there too, and he was very sad about.
And the dartboard.
The dartboard. Dartboard's in here again.
All of his favorite things.
All of his things that light up.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, emotionally, I think he's struggling with that, but otherwise, we're good. I think he's good. Seems to be.
When are you gonna set up your Christmas present?
I don't know. Every time I think to do it, I bet I can get it done this week, but every time I think to do it, it's like time to do something with Henry. Then it's like, oh, I don't know. It's hard to, you know, you can't really get anything done with this baby running around.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody out there is thinking about having a baby and that's where you're listening to the podcast, let me just say, do you like getting things done? Think about it then. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, look, it was Christmas. We stayed here. We didn't go anywhere.
No, we didn't.
We're just watching Los Angeles collapse around us. You know, in a COVID sense. And that's it. I'm supposed to go back to work tomorrow.
But not happening.
Not happening right now. We're going to pushing it a week so far.
I bet it'll be 2 weeks.
Well, I bet it won't be.
Really?
I really bet it won't be. And yeah, that's pretty much what's happening. Dory's book is due on the 15th. How's that coming along?
It's coming.
Dory announced today that she needed a vacation from me.
Yep.
And then I said, where are you going to go? An ICU bed? Because there aren't any.
Yeah, I'm on the waiting list.
Yeah, well, everything's doomed. I'm sorry you need a vacation from me. I'll tell you what, I'll just go back to work and then you'll have your vacation from me.
Okay.
Great job, everybody. Okay, anything else?
Well, New Year's happened.
Raucous good time over here. We ate food and watched TV and then went to bed.
Mm-hmm. We watched Soul, which we were meh on.
Soul. I am meh on it. Dory is meh on it. I have a lot of questions about the movie. And it's fuzzy tale. It was a fuzzy tale.
It was a fuzzy tale.
I didn't really understand what it was trying to say about what it was trying to say.
I don't know that it knew.
I think it did at one point because it seemed like it was written to me say one thing and then it decided to say nothing. Mm. But anyway, that's my thoughts on Soul. Wonder Woman 84. Haven't seen it. I've watched many people review it on YouTube and I seem like I'm okay having not seen it.
That was the conclusion I came to.
I wanted to watch that on whatever day we were going to watch.
Watch it on New Year's.
Yeah. And then Dora was like, nope, not watching. And I was like, why? She's like, I have not heard good things. And I was like, well, it can't be that bad that it will be unwatchable. She's like, well, let's watch Soul. I was like, okay. So we watched Soul. And then I looked up reviews of Wonder Woman. I was like, 2.5 hours? Oh, my God.
At least Soul was only 90 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Like, on the dot.
2.5 hours.
It's way too long.
And there's like, they were saying like there's literally 3 action scenes in the whole movie. In the 2.5 hours, there's 3 action scenes.
That seems like not enough action
scenes. There's like an hour of the movie. Like an hour goes by before you ever see Gal Gadot as one, like in Wonder Woman year doing Wonder Woman stuff.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that wild? Anyway,
weird.
And then Kristen Wiig turns into a cat. So I mean, it's all very strange. What else is I gonna say? Oh yeah, we're watching television together now that the dartboard is out of there. I don't know.
We found a show that we both like.
I found them both in the way that you never find things, which is literally just browsing every category on
Netflix.
Yeah. First I was like, let's look at this singing competition show hosted by Tytus Burgess.
I forgot that we had even watched that.
Some karaoke. Oh boy, is it not good.
It's very bad.
Badly done. The sound mix is weird. The people are not charismatic. Tytus looks very uncomfortable hosting.
He does.
My therapist, I talked to my therapist about it. We heard an interview with him on NPR, and someone had asked him about karaoke. He's like, oh, I hate karaoke. And I was like, oh, okay. This makes a little
that
more
tracks.
Sense now. Yeah. Anyway, then I found Toast of London, which is the funniest show I've ever seen. You know, in the last 10 years. Had a really good time with that.
I've never seen, when we watched the pilot, I've never seen Matt laugh so hard.
It was really great because I had no expectations whatsoever. And I just turned it on. because I like Matt Berry from Snuffbox and Darth Marenghi's Dark Place. I hadn't seen The Mighty Boosh, so I didn't really know him from that. But, yeah, Toast of London. It's on Netflix
Matt
in the
had
States.
And tears coming down his face.
Crying twice. Any of our UK listeners probably know it because it was out 4 years ago.
I think it was out 8 years ago.
Yeah, on Channel 4. And season 4 is coming. They're going to do season 4.
Oh.
It's exciting. Yeah, and I was just delighted by it. It really tickled my funny bone in every which way possible. It was almost like a show specifically made for me. Which, you know, is just so nice when you find it. Like, everything was hitting with me. Everything was funny to me. And Matt Berry is a fucking
They just, like, it's like genius. One of those shows where they just go there.
I mean, is that it? I think what I like the most about it is it's just, it's a mixture of ridiculous.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Like, just even like Jane, his
Jane
agent.
Pluff.
Plow. That's Pluff. Like, yeah. Anyway, getting her hair done.
Yeah.
And like, just the changing her hairdo every time the thing comes up. It's like, okay, we're in that world.
Right.
Which is a world I enjoy, as long as it's established.
Oh, but then we started watching the second show because I
then
looked
I
up.
Was like,
no, that was because I looked up the Wikipedia. I like Googled Toast of London because I was like, "What is this show?" And then I was like looking at Matt Berry, and then I was like, "Oh, did you know he's in?" Like I was like, "He's in What We Do in the Shadows."
And I was like, "He is."
Yeah, and then you looked it up and you were like, "He's on the poster."
I was like, "Oh yeah, he's on the poster. Let's watch What We Do in the Shadows finally." And it's fucking, it's great. That show is also hilarious. That also hits me in many
funny
bones
and
as well.
Weird.
He plays Laszlo, and every time he turns into a bat, he says "bat," and he's the only one that does it. Then he goes human form. Oh, I turned everything on Do Not Disturb, and then. Oh, did you end that call?
Yes.
From the iPad?
I did.
Because I'm still getting it on my watch. Anyway. And also that call came through on my other phone.
Oh, great.
It's so many things are happening.
So
here.
Many.
So,
all right.
Yeah, we're watching What We Do in the Shadows. I love Toast of London so much I would marry the show if it was a person. Sorry, honey.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess I should go on that vacation.
Yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango. If anyone watched it, you'll understand that. But, okay, so. Do the business.
All right. Here's the business. You probably know that we have a Facebook group. It's very active. It's at facebook.com/group/excellentadventure. There's also a pregnancy and children spinoff. We do have a Patreon at patreon.com/excellentadventure. You can support us there. You can get up to 2 bonus episodes a month. They're real freewheeling, the Patreon episodes.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
I would describe them as. And you can email us at doryandmatt@gmail.com or mattanddory@gmail.com. You can also email us a voice memo at that email. And our phone number is 413-461-BABY.
Call us or leave us a voice memo. In our emails. Thank
All right,
you.
We'll be right back.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are you ready to get active? Well, think Bombas, the better basics that take sweat-wicking, blister-preventing, friction-free movement seriously. Look, they finally admitted it. It's in the ad copy. Golfing is among the activities that Bombas is proud to be a part of. And nearly every time I golf, Bombas socks are part of my golf game. In fact,
same today, for tennis. Same for tennis, oh, Matt.
I had to wear the high ones today because it was 37 degrees.
Wow. I bet you loved golfing. I bet you loved those soft, breathable materials.
I loved literally everything about them, including their fun bluish-green color. Look, nice. I've been talking about Bombas forever, guys. Socks, underwear, t-shirts are the number one, two, and three most requested items in homeless shelters. And that's why for every comfy item you purchase, Bombas donates another comfy item to someone experiencing homelessness. Performance socks are made with technically advanced features like proprietary hex tech. Oh, that makes sense now that the hex is is stitched in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it incorporates sweat wicking.
See, the light bulb's
yarns.
Going off.
Ah, supportive strategic zone cushioning, built-in ventilation to increase airflow. Bombas are a gym bag staple that are made to last and a golf bag staple. And if they experience any wear or tear, Bombas will replace them for life. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Hold the phone.
Wow.
But I was like, I got to get some socks replaced. And then I realized none of them are in need of replacement. Their performance socks are very colorful and comfortable, and you'll want to wear them even when you're not working out or hitting the links. No matter how you like to get active, Bombas has something for you. Gripper socks to help you stay balanced in Pilates and bar, or Dory's dad, whose favorite thing is socks that have grippers on the bottom. Left, right foot contoured running socks give you a perfect fit that won't slide in your shoe. Merino wool socks keep you comfy and supported all day while on the course, baby. Bombas has a 100% happiness guarantee. That means you're covered for life. Reach out anytime. Their happiness team will help facilitate easy returns, exchanges, or replacements. Go to bombas.com/adventure. Use the code adventure for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/adventure and use the code adventure at checkout. Okay, we're back, and it's time to hear from you, the egghead. We had a lot of signals go out last time.
We did.
Were any of the signals answered?
Yes.
Great. Everyone, listen up.
Okay, this first email is responding to the Nucle signal. Remember that signal?
I do.
Okay, this is from Jen. Hi, wanted to answer the egg signal from the emailer this week about the high-ish Nucle. I also had a high Nucle measurement when I was pregnant with my son. It was 3.5, which was just over what's recommended in the U.S. at 3.0. As you stated on the podcast, in other countries, the cutoff is 3.5. Ours is a bit lower here. We did a CVS right on the spot because I was being seen by an MFM anyway, and all came back 100. CVS is a
consumer value source.
No, it's like an amnio.
Okay.
And an MFM is a maternal fetal medicine.
Like thank
a
you.
High risk doctor.
Okay. There's a lot of acronyms.
Yes.
In there.
And all came back 100% normal. We also did a fetal echo at around 20-ish weeks to check for heart anomalies. And that came back normal as well. I now have a happy and healthy 6-year-old. From what I was told and what I researched, NT measurements that aren't extremely high often turn out to be nothing. They are worth looking into, though, for peace of mind, if nothing else. I'd recommend a CVS if it's not too late or an amnio as soon as possible. And try not to get spooked by the, but those are invasive procedures that can cause miscarriage people, which you hear a lot on various mom groups / boards. Yes, there's a tiny risk of miscarriage. However, if you see an experienced doctor who does these procedures regularly, your risk is very, very, very low. And in my opinion, it's 100% worth it to calm your fears. Hope this helps. Jen, who is in 3,500 square feet in New Jersey with her husband and a 6-year-old science baby and a puppy on the way.
Oh, boy. Puppy time.
Puppy time.
A lot of people getting into that puppy business.
Yep. My brother got a puppy.
Oh, how's that going to work?
What do you mean?
How's that working? Who's taking care of the puppy?
It seems like it's working.
Who's taking care of the puppy?
Everyone's
That's my
home.
Question.
My brother?
But really, is he? I feel like he's not.
I think he is.
I disagree.
Okay, well,
he can tell you that he is, but I think he's not.
The puppy's name is Gus.
The puppy can't golf. Why would your brother take care of him?
Ooh.
Swing.
Wow.
And a shank.
Wow. Wow. All right. Thank you, Jen, for that firsthand info. Appreciate it. All right. We're going into a very different topic here.
Yeah.
This was a text that we received.
We got a text message?
Yep.
Oh.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that you can also text us at 413-461-BABY.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hello, Henry household. If Henry is so interested in poop, just wait until he hears about the book Everybody Poops.
I mean, look, it would have to supplant Corduroy as his favorite book right now.
Oh my God, he's obsessed with Corduroy.
He really is.
Like, obsessed.
I got him a Corduroy bear. I actually had to.
You kind of did a DIY Corduroy bear.
I ordered children's corduroys.
Overalls.
Green overall children's things, and then had to find a bear that was as tall as the measurements for the thing, and then I ordered a Vermont teddy bear, and then put overalls on him.
And you cut a little hole for the tail.
I cut a little hole for the tail. Cute. So I don't even know if Corduroy has a tail hole.
Great question.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but I was like, this person, this bear should have a tail hole. So I got, that was one of my Christmas presents to him. And, you know, I think he liked it. He seems to talk to it the most.
He does talk to it a lot. He's gotten really into talking to his stuffed animals.
Yeah.
It's like a thing he does.
Biku now. Biku.
And he just biku bikus a lot.
That's what he says. He just says biku biku. I don't understand.
You know, I once posted it on Instagram, and a lot of people said that they thought he was saying peekaboo, but I disagree.
He does not know from peekaboo. We don't play peekaboo.
We play like Where's Henry?
Well, yes, that's an entirely different game where we have to tell whoever is not in the room, we're going to have to break it to them that Henry's missing.
Yeah.
And then he reveals himself in a dramatic fashion, laughing hysterically. That we would have to, like, especially like when we have to give, we're going to put Bo in his crib. And
he does think it's pretty funny.
So it's not peekaboo.
That's true.
We don't, so what I'm saying is we don't say peekaboo.
Yeah, we don't.
So why would he be saying peekaboo?
No, I don't think that's what he's saying.
What do you think he's saying?
I have no idea.
It's funny because, like, you can just repeat it back to him and he'll laugh and think that it's amazing that you're communicating in Henry's language.
Yeah.
Like, what about today when he and I were going, ah?
That's like an old thing that he used to, like, when he was really little, he used to say, ah, and you could say it back to him. And he'd
yes.
Go, ah, ah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
I found, like, I was looking at old videos from literally a year ago, and I was doing that to him.
Mm-hmm.
I was going, ah, and he was going, ah.
Hmm. Well, someday words will come out. We'll let you know when they do.
He has such random words.
He doesn't have, I mean, like, actual words. I would qualify mama, Dida, and Bo, and car.
But that's not how.
That's it.
That's not how, like, linguists count words that they know.
But I'm telling the audience how I, not a linguist, would count the words.
Okay.
Like, he has things he says for things that aren't the things' names.
But if he uses the same word for something and you know what he means, that counts as a word.
All right. But he uses the same.
Also, he says, like, guff or guitar. You know that that means guitar. He uses buff or ball.
And for bow.
But it's like a different intonation.
It's not.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Dory's being a mom right now.
Look, I'm just saying.
Anyway, this next email is from Guitar Center. in Illinois. Guitar Center in Illinois. Okay. Hi, Matt and Dory. I had to write in when I heard the letter from the book Etiquette Listener, who said she was struggling to teach her toddler the nuances of what it is, what is okay to throw and what isn't. I have been thinking about this a lot lately. My daughter is 18 months, and we are stuck inside a lot because of COVID, and we often play a game with her that is basically fetch. Throw a toy, usually a small figurine or a ball or a stuffed animal, for her to chase and then bring it back to us. She loves it. It's a great way to use up some toddler energy, but I worry she's picking up mixed messages about throwing. I have always heard you should try to tell kids what they should do versus telling them what not to do. For example, when our daughter is using markers, we remind her to use them appropriately by saying we color on paper instead of making the negative statement, no drawing on the rug. It's been really effective. We say something similar with book etiquette. We use gentle hands when we read, or we're gentle when we turn pages, etc. So no issues there. However, I have no idea how to do this with throwing. She doesn't do it that often, but I can really ask her to use gentle hands with stuffed animals when she sees us chucking them around. There's no risk of damage because we don't let her play with anything breakable. Oh, you'd love it in our house. But I hate for her to get in trouble for throwing something at daycare. Very interested to hear what other parents do about it. Or any other toddler parenting conundrums. That's from Guitar Center in Illinois. Two adults, one toddler, 1,400 square feet, zero hot dogs. But the toddler is a big fan of chicken apple sausages. Well, I'll tell you, I had Beau and Henry outside, and Henry had a golf ball he was tossing around, and then he went to chuck it at Beau, and he missed. And I picked up the golf ball, and I said, we cannot throw this at Beau. I said, there's this whole other side of the yard that you can throw it. And then he was throwing it that way. Did it work? I don't know. Did it just happen to be like he got that out of his system, so that's why he didn't do it again? I don't know. He's a baby. I have no input on this.
I guess my question is, it seems like your main concern is that you're worried that she's going to get in trouble at daycare. I would just let daycare worry about daycare.
It seems like a very... I don't think you're saying what you want to say.
What I'm saying is, like, I think you're saying what my friend likes to say, don't borrow trouble. Like, you don't know that this is an issue at daycare. It might not be an issue. You know what I mean?
Of course. Also, by the way, you know, at the daycare, they probably had, I don't know, a gajillion toddlers.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Let daycare. They probably have their own ways of dealing.
This is exactly what I'm saying. This is that's what I meant by, like, let daycare.
Yes.
Like,
not fuck you, daycare. It's your problem.
No, but like, yes. Let daycare, whatever comes up at daycare, let daycare handle it.
Yeah. And when they need to get you involved, they will.
And if you don't want her throwing in the house, then yes, I agree that having a throwing game is probably not modeling great behavior. If you don't care that she throws things in the house, then go for it. If you want a rule that she can only throw stuffed animals in the house, but she can't throw other things in the house, I think you can make that rule. You can set the boundary.
Yeah. Dory, well done. Should we start an offshoot parenting podcast?
Should we call it In Loco Parents?
In Loco Parents? What does that mean?
That's Karen and Steve's podcast.
Oh. What does that mean?
In Loco Parentis is like...
Oh, Parentis.
But they...
I thought you said Parents.
I did. That's the name of their podcast. In Loco Parents.
Oh.
It's a takeoff of In Loco Parentis.
Oh, lawyers. Mm-hmm. I would have them disbarred from podcasting for that title. Excellent Adventure. What a great title that is. So look, if you're a lawyer and you have a child, go listen to Karen Vladek and Steve Vladek's podcast about lawyering babies. I think that was a plug.
Yeah, it was.
Lawyering babies.
Yeah.
Check it out. Do you want to sue your child? Give them a listen.
All right. We got another email about this issue from Tara. Tara.
She really struggled with that, everybody.
Wait a second.
She was like, lean up. This might be anonymous.
No, I reproduced the same email twice.
Okay.
Hold on. That means I have to find the real email. You know what? Let's take a break.
Are you sure? Okay.
And then when we come back, I will have the correct email.
Even on a budget, Quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, we're back. Dory has solved the problem. Also explained to me what the issue was, because I did not fully understand it. That was Guitar Center's email that was copied into the slot for Tara.
Correct.
Thank you. Okay.
Hi there. Love the pod. Check out the children's books called Indestructibles. They are literally chew-proof, rip-proof, and okay for liquid. These are perfect for giving toddlers books they can hold, practice turning pages without being limited to board books. My daughter carried these everywhere and is now an avid reading 8-year-old. She still prefers books over an electronic reader and loves toting them everywhere she goes. That is from Tara in 1,800 square feet in Henderson, Nevada.
Nevada. Tara, I'd love to visit you whenever this COVID thing wraps itself up.
You love Henderson.
I do. That's where Vegas is.
I know.
That's where the strip is, baby. Henderson. It's not actually in Las Vegas.
I thought it was in Paradise.
No, it's in Henderson, Nevada. Oh. Paradise, Nevada. What?
Isn't that the real name of Las Vegas? Paradise?
I mean, I think of it as paradise.
Okay.
When I get off the escalator, I'm like, this must be a palace.
You see rows and rows of beds.
Oh, tables, chairs, beds, lamps, rows and rows of beds. Yeah, tables, chairs, and lamps.
Lamps and rows and rows sofas of beds. And rows and rows
it's of just,
beds.
There's just so much stuff up there. Must be a palace. I think I've always wanted to live in a palace. It's corduroy humor. Hope you're all checking out Corduroy.
All right. This is from Amelia. This is a real kids say the darndest things email.
Amelia Bedelia. Remember that book
I
series? That was enjoyable. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
All right. Happy holidays. Wanted to share a funny thing that happened this morning. My kids, newly 3 and 18 months, commute with me because their daycare is on site at the hospital where I work. As we were leaving this morning, Monday, I was fiddling with the radio and my 3-year-old quietly said from her car seat, "I want to listen to Matt and Dory."
What? That didn't happen.
I had no idea she was so in tune to what we always listen to on Monday mornings. I said you were taking a week off and she gave a disappointed, "Aw."
What?
So, good morning from your youngest fan and from her mother who now has to be more careful with what we listen to. She's probably had 4 hot dogs this year. Would have been more if we were still allowed to use a family trip to Costco as a reason to get out of the house on cold Saturday mornings.
Wait, I'm very confused about this.
What are you confused by?
She has kids that are, 3 and 18 months, not 3 months.
No, 3 years old.
Okay, because then in my brain I was like, there's no way an 18-month-old is like, I want to hear Matt and Dory.
No, a 3-year-old.
Oh, thank God.
That's why she said, and my 3-year-old quietly said from her car seat.
That part I didn't hear for some reason. Mm. I just was like, there's nobody, no child wants to listen to us. I guess they do. I hope you're enjoying this episode.
Isn't that cute? A 3-year-old knows us?
That is very cute. I'd like to be known by all 3-year-olds. I would like to be the Raffy of this generation.
All right. Do you remember way, way, way back on our last episode, which was before Christmas?
It was back last year.
Yeah. And we were talking about Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Yes.
Which your mother told you that she celebrated with her grandmother.
But I dug a little deeper and it's inaccurate.
Oh, what did you learn?
She's like, we didn't call it that. My mother's like, I try to do a good impression of my mother here. We did the Feast of the Seven Fishes, but we didn't call it that. I'm like, what? Well, we cooked like one fish. It was a cod, I think, or a branzino. I was like, so you had a fish. She's like, yeah. I was like, so it wasn't the Feast of the Seven Fishes. I guess not. But my mother made lasagna and sausage and meatballs. And I was like, I know. That was on Christmas. I know. She's like, oh, you do? It's like, yeah. Dory made a lasagna. It's like, oh, that's nice. So anyway, that was the catch up on.
They had Feast of a Fish.
Feast of a Fish. And then she told me a story about coming home from school and there being live squid on a pan and her not understanding that that's where calamari came from. And therefore, she no longer likes calamari.
Wow.
Because of something that happened in 1959.
I mean, I get it. All right. Anyway, that was just preamble for this email and voice memo from Sarah, where she said she emailed the recording and clarified that in the recording, I said our pasta dish was with anchovies, but it was really tuna. Also, the seventh dish that I forgot while recording was indeed a salad with a side of bread and butter and Botarga.
Oh, my goodness. That seems like this is a heavy salad situation. So,
here's the voice memo. You ready?
I think so.
Great.
Hi, Matt and Dory. This is Sarah. I am a first-time voice memoer. I was very excited this week that you guys were talking about the seven fishes. I come from a family that's similar to your family in that one side is Italian and Irish and the other side is Jewish. But for the last 3 years, my family has done the seven fishes tradition. We probably don't do it in a traditional way since we just started it 3 years ago, but we did it again this year. We change the dishes every year, although some of them we keep. Like I think every year we've done it, we've had fried calamari as one of the seven dishes. So let me see. I'll read you the menu from this year, which was... Okay. Let's see if I can remember it because I don't have it all written down. First we had, so it's not, at least the way that my family does it, we don't have like seven full dishes. We have some like very small ones, you know, it's seven courses. So we have some very small dishes and then some bigger ones. So we started with deviled eggs with smoked trout. Then we had bagna cauda, which is like a dip with anchovies. So we just had like assorted vegetables to dip into that. Then we had fried calamari and spicy peppers. Fourth was crab cakes with horseradish, remoulade. Fifth, I think, was pasta with... what was the fish in that one? Maybe anchovies.
It was tuna.
Yes, I think anchovies. Six... was salmon with pesto. And then I'm missing the seventh dish, which was, must have had a salad. Yeah, I don't know. I'm blanking on it. Oh no. Must have been a salad. And then we also had dessert. We had which doesn't involve fish. this year we had an almond cake with like a lemon drizzle on it that my brother-in-law made. So anyway, my family really enjoys it. I was excited to see that you guys talked about it on the pod this week. And you should try it. It's a lot of fun. So in my family, we've just done seven dishes. And every dish uses a different fish, but we change the fishes used every year. So you don't necessarily have to have a dish that has like salmon or cod every year. You can change it. This year was especially hard because we were quarantining. So we couldn't go to the supermarket to like get fresh fish. So that's why some of the dishes changed this year. So we could use things like frozen salmon instead of fresh, you like scallops, which we've had in previous years.
Scallops. That doesn't. That's
anyway,
not fish.
Sorry for this long voice memo. I live in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and
that's where I'm from.
I live in probably 500 square feet, or maybe maybe more than that, 700 square feet or something, but I'm really bad at estimating sizes. And I love hot dogs.
Okay, I'm natural
casing. And probably casing. Have not had as many this year given the lack of barbecues due to Corona, but I think I've probably had 5 so far this year.
New year, everyone. Start those hot dog counts. Everyone, you can start your hot dog counts over.
Thank you.
Where in Cambridge do you live? We're from East Cambridge, the Myras and the Furtados. Very close to the Galleria. They were all on Spring Street. My parents had a house on Spring Street. My grandmother's had a house on Spring Street. It was like a triangle of family. And then we moved to Lowell. And I was born.
Sarah, thank you for the
7 fish
detail. All right. Now we have an email about another Christmas dish that we were discussing in great detail.
Which was?
Overnight French toast.
Okie dokie.
This is from Holly. I was surprised that no one mentioned eggnog French toast. One year, as I was looking up recipes for oven French toast, I realized that most of the ingredients, eggs, milk, nutmeg, etc., were already in eggnog. I poured eggnog over the French bread, left it overnight, and a new recipe was born. So here's the recipe. Grease a 9x13 pan, slice French bread at an angle about 1.5 inches thick, put slices in the pan, and pour over 1.5 to 2 cups of eggnog. Turn the slices so they are evenly covered. Sprinkle with extra nutmeg if you like. Leave overnight. In the morning, bake at 350 until the tops are golden brown. Sprinkle with powdered sugar if desired. When it's done, it should look like the attached photo. She attached a photo.
This is like exactly correct, by the way. She is 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
If you had just cut up walnuts and done an eggnog French toast in that brioche, that would have been the same. It would have tasted exactly the same.
They were pecans, but...
What did I say they were? Walnuts? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Happy holidays. That's from Holly in 2,000 square feet in Spokane. Is that how you say it?
Spokane, Washington?
Spokane. Yeah. Spokane, Washington, with one husband, 3 teen girls, and a preteen boy. A lot of kids.
How many hot dogs are you guys consuming?
12 hot dogs a year.
Whoa!
Half on campouts and then other half at Costco food court, but I'm sad they stopped carrying the brats and sauerkraut.
I decided to order a telescope, Dory Shafrir.
Okay.
This is unrelated to everything except for campouts made me think of it.
Ah.
Because I really was like, I don't know if it's the fact that like we're in a quarantine here in Los Angeles, but the skies have been very clear lately.
Mm.
And I've been noticing this.
Mm-hmm.
So at night when I'm outside, I look up and I can see, like, I can see the moon. I can see Venus. I can see, you know, Jupiter. I'm like, wish I had a telescope.
Mm. There's probably not as much light pollution right now.
Yeah. So I was like, let me get a telescope. So I ordered a telescope, but they take forever because everyone ordered a telescope. It's one of those COVID things.
Oh.
You know, people are like, I'm going to take up astronomy, I guess.
Right.
I bet people ordered them to see Saturn and Jupiter align.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's probably what happened.
Remember when we went to Mauna Kea and we looked at the stars?
Yes, I remember that.
That was cool.
That was the clearest stargazing I've ever had.
Yeah.
I used to, sometimes when I would drive home from Vegas
at night.
There were
so many stars.
I would pull over in the desert.
Oh.
Get off the highway, drive out, and just lay on the hood of my car.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I was a cool dude. But like, that's the kind of thing where I'm like, I kind of want to keep it in my trunk. The telescope.
For just impromptu stargazing.
Impromptu stargazing can mm-hmm. happen anytime.
Yeah.
You never know. Oh, look how clear it is. I've got a telescope. Don't worry.
Hey, you never know when it's going to come in handy.
I got one that's GPS programmed, so I don't have to like deal with star charts.
Oh.
I can just go, I want to look at Myra.
Oh.
You know, there's a star called Myra.
Cool.
You're welcome. It's a pretty, pretty big star.
I don't doubt it.
Just saying. Is that a fat joke? You're what? A jerk. You are a jerk. Dory, let's end this podcast. You're so mean.
Okay. Listen, You all can support us on Patreon. Get up to 2 bonus episodes per month at patreon.com/excellentadventure. We do really very much appreciate our Patreon supporters. We couldn't do this without you.
Oh, I meant to also say I used my Amazon points to pay for the telescope.
Sweet.
If you'd like a telescope, let's be telescope friends.
Okay. And if you support us at the $5 level or above, you not only get those bonus apps, but you also get your name read on the podcast each month and the whole back catalog of Patreon episodes.
There's so many Patreon episodes. There's probably a hundred billion.
There's at least...
Give or take a billion or 100 billion.
There's 100.
Yeah, for sure. There's 100.
Yeah.
Good God. That's what you should have done, Tara. Subscribe to the Patreon and then no new episode. Guess what? Or whoever, who was it? Oh,
that was, I think that was that Amelia?
Yes, it was. Amelia, you should have subscribed to the Patreon. Then you would have had so many episodes for your 3-year-old.
That's true.
Not your 3-month-old.
No. All right. Thank you to the following supporters.
Yes, thanks to Carolyn Land,
Greg Watchorn,
Jennifer H.S.,
Melody Baltazar,
Angie James,
Tyler Rosewood,
Abba N.,
Alan L.,
Alec Meredith Fletcher, and Florence Babel,
Amanda Fujita,
Amanda Lively,
Amy,
Andy Pavlik,
a few anonymous people.
That's so many, and there's one with an exclamation point. Mm-hmm. Then April Cherry,
Ariana Perry,
Ashley Cicely,
Aurora and Zelda,
Becca Foster,
Ben, a PhD,
Bianca L.,
Brett Jarrett,
Britt S. Baker,
Bruno Macias,
Carly Moore,
Carolyn N.,
Kathy Hill,
Chinami Worth,
Christina Smith,
Cynthia Meisner,
Debbie Meredith, a.k.a. Lex, the legend, Conan's mom.
Lex, where are you?
Great question.
Holler at us. Diana.
Diana Robinson.
And Diane M. Martin.
Diane M. Martin. She is quite a patron. Been patroning for so long. And we love her for it. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. If you have any questions about telescopes, you know where to send them.
Yep.
Not to me, because I don't really know what
to directly to Matt.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.